Harry, darling, that was a gunshot.
Yeah.
Well, what would anyone be shooting at?
A screech owl, maybe.
No!
Darling, that was no screech owl.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, No Vacation from Murder.
Pam North stands in the center of the room, tense, expectant, waiting, staring at her husband.
All set?
Yes.
Pam's eyes move to the shiny 50-cent piece between Jerry's thumb and forefinger. Suddenly, the coin is catapulted into the air, flips over and over, then falls back into Jerry's hand. Quickly, he slaps his other hand over it, then slowly uncovers it.
Tails, I win.
So you do, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry.
Sorry? Why?
Well, I know how much you wanted to go to the mountains.
Oh, but you want to go to the seashore.
Well, not really. It doesn't make that much difference to me. Besides, I couldn't enjoy it if I thought you weren't happy.
No, I'll be happy, Pam.
No, you had that cabin all picked out.
Oh,
and they say
it.
There's such good fishing in that lake.
Well, darling, you won the toss. We're going to the seashore.
I'd really like to see that lake.
Now, it's all settled, Pam. We're going to the seashore.
Oh, Jerry North, honestly, you can be so stubborn sometimes.
Oh, but Pam, you won the toss.
So I get my choice, and I chose the mountain lake.
But you want to go to the seashore.
Not if you don't.
But I do, darling.
Oh, you're just trying to be a good sport about it, but I know that you really...
No, no, really, Pam. I'd almost as soon go to the seashore.
Anyway, I don't think it's fair. One toss. We ought to at least do 2 out of 3.
Well, why? We agreed. One toss, and you won.
I think it should have been 2 out of 3. Toss again, Jerry.
Oh, but Pam...
I wouldn't feel right about it otherwise, Jerry. Please.
All right, Pam. Do you want tails again?
Uh-huh.
Right. Here we go. Tails again. Well, that does it. You win again, darling. 2 out of 3. So let's not discuss it anymore. The seashore it is.
Gollies, Jerry, isn't this mountain lake pretty?
Yeah, it sure is.
And we practically have the whole island to ourselves.
Mm.
In fact, except for David Whitley and us, there's no one else on the island, is there?
No. Well, there are no cabins on the other side.
Well, it ought to be nice and restful then. What's that?
Somebody on the lake.
A canoe turned over there, see?
Yeah, come on.
There's David in his speedboat.
He's headed for her. Oh, he'll get to her before we can do anything.
If only she can stay up. Oh, yes, there. He's reached her.
I wonder if he's going to need any help.
Oh, I don't think so. He's pulling her into the boat.
David, is there anything we can do?
Oh, thanks. I've got everything under control.
Okay.
Gosh, Jerry, it certainly was lucky for her he was so near when she turned over.
Yeah, and from what I can see of her from this distance, I'd say it was lucky for him, too.
You feeling better?
Yes, thank you. Much better.
Let me pour you another brandy.
Oh, no, no. Please, I am fine.
You sure?
Positive.
Mind if I ask a question?
Well, I would have to hear the question first.
Well, your accent, it's French, but your name...
Drake.
Is not French.
No, it was my husband's name.
Was?
He was an army officer. I met him in France during the war. He brought me to this country. He was killed in Korea.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. What are you looking at?
You, in my bathrobe.
I'm afraid it's not very becoming.
No, on the contrary.
And my clothes must be dry by now, so I had better be going.
Go? Oh, not yet. Wait. Look, stay for lunch, huh? Roy and Betty will be here in about an hour.
Roy and Betty?
Roy's my cousin. Betty's my... fiancé.
You are engaged?
Yeah. Well, how about it? I'm a pretty good cook.
Oh, you?
Oh. Don't laugh, young lady.
No, really, I cannot stay. My clothes...
Well, I've got an iron. You can press them. Come on.
Well, all right, Mr. Whitley.
David.
David, then.
You know, I'm awfully glad that canoe of yours wasn't one of those non-tippable numbers.
Oh, the water's great. Come on in, Betty.
In a minute. I wonder what's keeping David.
Maybe he's brushing up on his French.
You're a real card, Roy.
Oh, relax. Ooh, boy. Felt good. Oh, I was just joking, Betty.
I don't like that kind of joke.
Beware the green-eyed monster.
Shut up.
Temper, temper. You'd better watch that famous temper of yours.
I'm going back to the lodge and see what's going on.
Well, Dave said he'd be right along.
That was 15 minutes ago.
Hello.
Ah, here he is now.
Well, it's about time.
How's the water?
Oh, great.
We didn't think you were coming.
Eloise insisted on doing dishes, so I helped.
What a domestic little scene that must have been.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, wait, what's the matter with you?
This appears to be a case where three's company and four's the crowd.
Why don't you go drown yourself?
Your wish is my command, fair lady. Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, now, come on, Betty.
Don't let me alone.
By crying out loud, you're acting like a child just because some girl has an accident.
A very convenient accident, if you ask me.
What are you trying to insinuate?
Insinuate? She turns her canoe over right in front of your speedboat.
You think she...
Yes, I do. And I'll bet she knows your bank balance right down to the last $2 million.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, so sue me.
If I'd known you were going to act like this,
I haven't done anything. She's the one who stayed for lunch.
Because I invited her.
Well, lunch is over, the dishes are done, so get her out of here.
Betty!
Get her out! Either she goes or I go, and I mean it.
Who is he?
David.
Come in.
Roy, I'll be back with the speedboat in a few minutes to take you to the hotel.
I'll go down to the dock and wait for him. Thank you, David, for, well, everything. Rescuing me, lending me your robe, giving me lunch. It's been the nicest accident I ever had.
Pleasure was all mine.
Goodbye, David.
Eloise.
Yes?
I've been thinking about what we were talking about in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm afraid I must have bored you terribly. What do men care about dress design?
No, you didn't bore me at all. In fact, I was very interested. Especially your plans for opening your own place.
Not plans, David. Just dreams.
Would this help them come true?
Oh, what's that?
Take it.
A check for $5,000? I don't understand.
It's got your name on it.
But I cannot take money from you.
Why not? Don't you think a shop of your own is a good investment?
I do, yes, but you... Well, you hardly know me.
That's my lookout.
Oh, no, David, I cannot take this money.
Well, I want you to.
No. Thank you, but it's not right. You'll take it back.
No.
Then... I don't want to seem ungrateful, but... What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Goodbye, David.
Oh, wow.
There's a difference.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Well, Jerry, look where we are. Way over by the Whitley Lodge.
Yeah, tired?
Yes.
Well, then, let's swim into Whitley's dock and walk back.
All right.
Here we are. Come on, darling. I'll boost you up. There.
Oh, my. I'm dead. Let's just sit here a minute.
Okay.
Jerry.
Someone's on the other side of the boathouse.
Sounds like an argument.
Yeah, maybe we'd better get...
Shh, listen.
Maybe you've got David, fool, but not me. You thought you played it real smart a few minutes ago, didn't you?
I don't understand you.
Tearing up that check.
You were listening to David?
Yes, yes. And you put on a great act. But why not? With the Whitley fortune at stake, why sell out for a measly $5,000?
Pam, dear, let's get out of here.
I'm being exactly what you are. A cheap little gold digger.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Oh, why, you...
Jerry!
Come on, Pam.
You stop it. Leave me alone.
I'll kill you.
Not today, lady. Come on, cut it off.
Just stay out of this.
Come on, now let go. Break it up. There.
You get off this island and stay off. Or if you try to see David again, either here or in New York, I'll kill you. Do you hear me? I'll kill you.
Hello?
Hello, Eloise.
David. David, is that you?
Yes. Yes, I just got in and I want to see you and apologize for the way Betty behaved.
That is not necessary.
Maybe not, but have dinner with me, huh?
What about Miss Benson?
What about her?
Have you forgotten you are engaged to her?
No. No, Eloise.
Neither have I, David.
Betty called again while you were out, Dave.
What did she want this time?
Among other things, whether or not you were going up to the Lake Lodge this weekend.
Yes, but I'm going alone.
All alone?
All alone.
Okay. But you're going to have to make up your mind between Betty and that little French war widow.
I already have.
Jerry.
Yes, dear?
Isn't it peaceful just sitting here in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything?
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Yes, dear?
Did you ever see so many?
Hmm? So many what?
Stars. What did you think we were talking about?
Well, I didn't know we were talking about anything. I thought we were just sitting in the dark, not saying anything.
And we are. So did you?
Did I what?
Oh, Jerry, did you ever see so many stars?
Not since I bumped my head on the medicine cabinet.
Jerry North, do you have to take the romance out of everything?
I'm sorry, darling.
It is peaceful, isn't it? Just sitting in the dark, not saying anything.
Well...
Golly, Jerry, that was a shot.
Yeah.
What would anyone be shooting at? Oh, Jerry!
I'll get the flashlight.
It's on the table next to the door. Did you find it?
Oh, wait till I find the light switch. Oh, here we are.
Have you got the flashlight?
Yeah. All right, Pam. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute, Jerry.
What is it?
I hear someone running. I think they're coming this way.
Hey, you're right. I'll flash on the light.
It's that girl, Mrs. Drake.
Yeah.
Mrs. North.
What is it?
Mrs. Drake, what's wrong?
Please. Please come quickly. It's David. He's been shot. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
If we carry him to the boat, we can take him to the mainland to a doctor.
I'm afraid it's too late for a doctor.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Here, you better sit down on these steps. Well, that's it.
Thank you. It's so hard to believe. He went outside just for a few moments and then the shot.
Don't talk about it now.
It's so awful.
Is there a phone on the lodge?
No.
Oh, I was afraid of that. There's none in our cabin, either.
Well, there must be one on the island somewhere.
Well, David Whitley's lodge and our cabin are the only two houses on the island.
Well, we've got to get to the police. And we'd better take Whitley's speedboat. It's faster than the outboard.
How about the keys?
David always left them in the boat.
Then let's go.
I wonder what happened.
One thing's sure, Pam.
What's that?
He didn't shoot himself. There was no gun near him.
Well, then it's...
Yes. It's murder. And whoever murdered him is probably still on this island.
Wait a minute, Jerry.
What is it?
Look, isn't there a boat out there on the lake?
Hey, you're right, darling. Hello! Hello out there! Hey, you in the boat! Hello!
Why doesn't he answer?
I don't know, but I think we'd better get out there and find out. Hello.
Oh, hello, David.
That's Roy.
Who?
David's cousin. It's Eloise, Roy, and Mr. and Mrs. North.
Oh.
It is funny. David was not expecting Roy this weekend.
He wasn't?
No.
Didn't you hear me calling before, fellow?
No, when?
A few minutes ago. When you didn't answer, we came out to see what was wrong.
Oh, well, I didn't hear.
Well, how come you aren't using the motor?
It's stalled. I can't get it going.
Oh, well, just a second. I'll toss you a line and we'll tow you.
All right, thanks.
Ready?
Gonna go.
Here you are. Catch.
Got it?
Jerry, here comes another boat.
Good. Maybe I can signal them with my flashlight.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, maybe they can save us a trip. Oh, he cut his engine.
Ahoy!
Hello there. You going over to the town?
Yeah, why?
Well, you can do us a favor. Will you call the police? Yes, tell them to come over to this island right away, to David Whitley's lodge. There's been an accident.
Okay.
Accident?
What do you mean? What happened?
David's been shot.
What?
That's right. So we better get back there and wait for the police.
Shall we go inside the lodge, Mr. North?
All right, but... Hey, wait a minute. Where's Pam?
I don't know.
I don't think she came up from the landing with us.
Well, I thought she was right behind us.
What's that? It
sounded like someone in those bushes. Pam?
Better shine your light in there.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to get away.
I'm going to see who it is. Hey, wait a minute, you. I said stop.
Let me alone.
Well, Benson, what are you doing here?
You'll never believe me. That's why I didn't want to be found.
North, who is it?
Miss Benson.
Betty, what are you doing on the island?
As if you didn't know.
Me? I don't know what you mean.
Well, come on back to the lodge and maybe we can get this straightened out. Hey, what's that?
It's a boat.
Yeah, down at the landing, but who... See, I wonder if that little imp...
What stopped?
I have an idea what it was. Don't you, Roy?
What gives everybody the idea that I know so much?
Well, here's the path. Now we'll find out. Pam?
I'm coming, Jerry. Well, Jerry, did you hear it?
I certainly did, darling.
That was the motor on Roy Whitley's boat.
Uh-huh.
He said it didn't work.
Well, it didn't.
I didn't have any trouble starting it.
Well, it wouldn't work before.
Perhaps not, but... Miss Benson, where did you come from?
That's what we'd all like to know.
I've been here since this afternoon.
Well, how did you get here?
The water taxi from the hotel.
We didn't hear you come.
You were out on the lake in your boat.
But that was early this afternoon. What did you do all day?
I came in the lodge and waited for David. I fell asleep and the shot woke me up.
Oh.
What was the idea of coming out here? David told you he didn't want you around anymore.
I got a message from him asking me to come.
Oh, that's not true. You could not have.
Then what's this? Read it.
Turn the flashlight over here, Jerry. Mr. Whitley called and asked you to come to the Lake Lodge sometime this weekend, preferably Friday.
The desk clerk at my hotel took that message late last night.
I hope you can prove that.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean that message could be a fake. You could have written it yourself.
All right, yes. Yes, I could have written it myself. Or someone else besides David could have given it to the desk clerk. Someone like you, for instance.
Why would he do a thing like that?
To get me out here. Then he could kill David and I'd be blamed.
That's insane.
Oh, is it?
Well, why would you be blamed for David's murder, Miss Benson?
Because David broke his engagement to me last Tuesday. Roy knew it.
Why would I want to kill Dave? I had no reason.
You had $3.5 million worth of reason. You're David's closest relative. It's obvious. So obvious that you had to find someone else to put the blame on. So you picked me.
Oh, this is fantastic. I wasn't even here when Dave was killed. Mr. and Mrs. North know that.
Correction. We don't know whether you were coming to the island or leaving it when we saw you.
I was on my way here.
Do you expect anyone to take your word for it?
You seem to expect everyone to take your word about that message.
About that message? There's one thing we seem to be overlooking.
What's that, Pam?
Well, if David did leave it for Miss Benson, it would imply that he was going to make up with her.
So?
So I was just thinking, wouldn't that make Mrs. Drake a little bit angry?
You think I killed David?
I didn't say that. I merely...
Well, you are wrong. He was not going to make up with Miss Benson.
How do you know, Mrs. Drake?
Because my name is not Mrs. Drake. Not any longer. It is Mrs. Whitley.
What?
Mrs. David Whitley. We were married this afternoon.
Married?
You're lying.
There's a copy of the marriage license on file in New York City, Miss Benson.
You won't get away with it.
With what?
With David's money. I'll contest the marriage. You tricked Dave into it. He only knew you a week.
It was long enough for us to know we loved each other.
And you even met him by a trick.
If you want to believe this...
It's the truth. You know it is. But I'll show you. I'll take you to court.
That won't be necessary. I do not wish to cheat you. I'll see you get a fair share.
Oh, you'll see, sure. You want to be the one to decide. Another one of your tricks. So I'll settle for whatever you say. It won't work, sweetheart. I'm getting a lawyer and a detective. Maybe I'll even prove you're the one who killed Dave.
All right, that's enough, mister.
Thank you, Mr. North. It is more than enough. I married David because I loved him. I certainly do not want to fight about his money.
I understand.
Jerry, come here.
What is it, Pam?
Shine your light here, will you? I think I found something.
What? Oh, where'd you find that?
On the path leading down to where David is lying.
What is it, Mrs. North?
What? Oh, it's just a pebble.
A pebble?
Yes, a pretty pink one. I saved them for my aquarium at home.
May I see it?
Oh, it's just a pebble. Come on, let's go inside. It's getting chilly out here.
Yes.
This is a funny time to be interested in pebbles.
Well, the fish like them. Jerry.
Yes, Pam?
I'm going to put the pebble in this ashtray. Don't let me forget it when we leave.
Oh, all right.
Because... Oh.
What's the matter?
Didn't you hear something outside?
No.
I'm sure there's someone right outside.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I didn't either.
Oh, I guess you imagined it, darling.
No, I'm sure it sounded like it was right outside this window.
Well, just a second. I'll look.
See anything?
No, it's dark out here.
You can't see anything out there with the light on in here. We'd better turn it off.
I'll do it. There.
Well, North?
No, I still don't see anything.
Jerry.
Yes, darling?
Click on your flashlight and shine it on the table where I left the pebble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought so. What are you looking for, Miss Benson?
I was just looking at the pebble.
Uh-huh. And it is just a pebble, isn't it? But you were afraid it might be a clue, something you might have dropped after you killed David.
No.
Just looking to see a pebble wouldn't be so important to you if you weren't guilty. All right, Mrs. Drake? I beg your pardon, Mrs. Whitley. You can turn the light on.
Yes.
It's all a trick. Yes, Miss Benson. As far as you're concerned, everything is a trick. You and Roy are both so full of suspicions you never can believe anything. So I knew if either one of you had killed David, you'd be sure I'd found a clue if I said I'd found a pebble. Must have been quite a shock when you learned he actually married someone else. Enough of a shock to make you kill him.
You can't prove it. Not by just a pebble.
You being so interested in the pebble proves a lot. And I think the police will be able to prove a lot more when they get here. Especially when they find the gun. It must still be on the island.
It is, Mrs. North. It's right here. All right, Mr. North. Let's have the keys to the speedboat and hurry up.
You might as well give them to her, Jerry. She won't get very far. Hear that boat coming in?
That's right.
And it's almost certainly the police. So I don't think Miss Benson is going anywhere except to jail. Jerry?
Yes, dear?
Peaceful, isn't it?
Oh, don't say that, Pam.
Why not?
Well, every time you do, something terrible has happened.
We won't anymore. The lodge is closed up. In fact, now that everything will be quiet over there, it's a shame this is our last day. Wouldn't it be fun to stay another week?
And rest up from our vacation? Oh, it sure would.
Let's.
Oh, darling, I can't.
Oh, please, Jerry.
I have to get back to the office.
But just one more week, you could arrange it.
Oh, I shouldn't.
But you could. Oh, it would be such fun.
No, I'm sorry, darling.
Let's toss a coin for it.
Well, all right. Under the same conditions.
What conditions?
If you win, we still do what I want.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're so willing. Hey, but in that case, why toss?
Why, Jerry North, don't tell me you wouldn't be as nice to me as I am to you. Go ahead and toss. I might be lucky and lose.
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.